Welcome to Taz Turf Talk, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
And the thoroughbred racing continues in Hobart today. Good morning, Colin McNiff with you. We've got a nine-event program with a cracking race, the three-year-old Vase coming up as race number eight on the program. The weather is a little overcast, but a nice, pleasant type of day, heading for a top of around the 18 or 19-degree mark in Hobart. Of course, we raced in Launceston last Wednesday night, and that continues next Wednesday night. We've got the $100,000 Newmarket handicap, and of course in harness racing, Bow Tide went around in the Miracle Mile last night and was very, very brave. We'll talk about that a little later. Good morning, Greg Mansfield.
Good morning, Colin. Yes, it has been a big week. It's a big week coming up, isn't it, with a good meeting today, and as you said, the Newmarket on Wednesday night, and that's a cracking race, our premier sprint over 1,200 metres.
Yes, and there's been a little bit of talk about who's going to get a start and who's going to run in the Newmarket. There's a couple of extra nominations. It's going to be interesting to see the final field.
It will. It will sort itself out. I'm sure the best horses will be in it, and several trainers have got more than one runner, so they can sort it out amongst themselves.
Mm. All right, we do have plenty to get through today with this nine-event program and lots of other things to talk about, so let's check the scratchings and changes and details for today's Hobart meeting. And firstly, the weather a little overcast, as mentioned. The track is rated a dead 4. Penetrometer is 4.63. The rail is out 3 metres from the winning post around the 11.50, and then true for the remainder. 9 scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 1 Icelandic Star, 11 Strathalbyn, 1.11. Race 3, take out 2.7.15, 2 Armani, 7 Dark Wind, 15 Takari. Race 4, number 1 at St David's comes out. Race 5, number 2 Cheers Chappie. Race 7, number 1 Prince Stratum. And then across to race 9, number 7 Great White. Couple of riders, or a few riders in fact. Race 3, number 11 Miss Mars is the very in-form Ismail Toker. Number 14 Victory Medal, the emergency, gets a run, Taylor Rodder to ride. Race 4, number 9, Miss Shay Shay is Georgie Catania. Race 5, number 7, Rest Upon is Reagan Cross. 13, Cheyenne, Ismail Toker. And then across to race 6, 7, Strictly Romance is Georgie Catania. And number 8, Aaron's Element is Bullen Muku. I think most of those were already in the press, but just in case, some did not have those late riders. All right, Greg, let's get down to picking a winner here. Smallish field to go round in the opening event of the day. It's a benchmark 72.
Yeah, short price favourite, Colin, to start the day. Excuse me, 7 falls, $1.60 fixed. Look, those odds don't appeal to me, but he does look the winner. This looks a nice race for him. I can see him sitting off the possible leader, Savvy Princess. That seems to be how he runs his best races, when he just either parks slightly to the outside or just behind the leader and finishes off strongly. He's got a good record since coming to Tasmania, and he does look like winning this race. Number one, Bag of Monkeys, a very promising horse resuming. Looks the obvious danger, as you said, Ismail Toker. No one in better form. A treble on Wednesday night. He's got some very good rides today. Number 3, Hold On To Your Hat, looks the only other winning chance to me. She's dropping back after running in an open handicap last start when she dropped right out. Prior to that, in this sort of class, her form was pretty good, so she's got to go in. And I put in number 4 in Shroud, next best. But I really think there's only 3 winning chances in the first, and I really think probably only 1, 2, 1, 3 and 4.
Totally concur with you there, Greg, for everything you said, and summed that race up beautifully, and I've gone exactly the same way, 2, 1, 3 and 4. Second is the 2-year-old. We scratched numbers 1 and 11, so 9 to go around. And, well, we saw a couple of these step out a fortnight ago.
We did, and I'm basing my selections on that form, even though there's some first starters engaged. It'd have to be respected. Really, the one that caught the eye, I think, was number 4 in this race, Gigi's Top Notch, who was finishing off very strongly, this filly trained by John Luttrell. I thought had a little bit of a wide run as well. She was the eye-catcher. I've got her on top of Siorca, who ran third in that same race and also ran very nicely, started a short price favourite, and you'd think it would be improved by the experience. Number 8, Marie Claire, is an interesting runner. A first starter trained by the king of the two-year-olds, Barry Campbell, and a stablemate of Siorca, so you might get a lead in the betting there. Has won a trial. And for fourth, number 6, Colonial Coaster, one of the Gary White team, also a trial winner. A little worry with her is a wide draw, but sometimes they can overcome it if they've got sufficient early speed, as we saw in the first two-year-old race a fortnight ago. But I've gone for the four ahead of three, and then eight and six.
It was a really good run, wasn't it? It caught the eye for sure on certain Gigi's top notch when it ran second to Specialist in that first two-year-old race of the season. And with a little bit of natural improvement and a little bit of luck, Gigi's top notch can win. It's drawn toward the outside, just has to stay out of trouble, I think, to get around them here. It looks a very promising type, Gigi's top notch, and I think it will win here today to beat Siorca number three. I'll put in 10, Gigi's Grand Lodge. It ran seventh in that two-year-old race a fortnight ago, and it didn't have a lot of luck in the home straight. It was only beaten about 4 3/4 lengths, and I think it could be a likely improver here at good odds. And number eight, Marie Claire. So 4-3-10-8 for me. Third event is the maiden plate, the distance 1,000 metres. The scratchings are numbers 2, 7 and 14.
I think there's probably three that stand out on form here, and I've gone for Miss Mars, number 11, although the price, again, doesn't appeal to me much. Came up $2.30 in the fixed odds markets last night. I think that's a bit too short. The reason why I've gone for her, though, is that she's drawn barrier one, and her two obvious dangers have both drawn right outside. So on top, Miss Mars. It was a good debut effort. Ran second, beaten by a promising horse in Bella Venus, only half a length away. You'd think taking natural improvement out of that would be hard to beat, and is another good ride for Ismail Toker. Number 10, Hyperbowl. This is a horse with a filly with plenty of potential. Ran second on debut, and then not a bad run last time out behind Sahara Girl. That was back on the 8th of October, so she's been freshened up again. She has the services of B. McCool, but barrier 13, or she'll come in a couple now. Number 3, E-Town, was unlucky not to win a race last time in, particularly at his last run before a spell when he ran fourth at Devonport. He led in that race and was just harassed for the entire distance. It was a pretty good effort to battle on and finish only a length from the winner. Resumes here, again a wide barrier is the concern. I think they are the three that stand out. In number 5, Follow My Dust for fourth, a horse that failed badly at its only start but obviously had something wrong with it. It hit the rail during the race, which didn't help much either, but has trialled okay for the Bruntons recently. Ran second to the promising Bella Venus, who came out and won a race, so it's a $16 chance, might be worth throwing into the multiples. But 11 for me from 10, 3 and 5.
I think the three you mentioned there will dominate the betting in this particular race, and one of the three for sure and certain you would think would win this event. I've gone very similar. In fact, I think exactly the same. Miss Bars to win the barrier draw, also important. Ismail Toker, as we say, also important as well. Hyperbole. And also E-Town with Follow My Dust. So 11, 10, 3 and 5 were in agreeance again. Race 4 on the card, and this is a maiden over the 1,400. We won't be in agreeance here, I don't think. Scratch number 1, that's St. David's.
You've come up with a roughie, I assume.
No, I haven't, no.
I'm going for one we've been spruiking, actually.
Yeah, so am I.
Number 4, Century Beauty, who ran third two starts ago, finishing off really strongly, and then had absolutely no luck at all last time out. Ran fourth to Cheyenne, was beaten almost 5 lengths, but should have finished very close to the winner, actually. It couldn't get a run at any stage in the home straight. B. McCool, as he's wont to do when he sees one, jumps aboard, and gets its chance here from barrier 4. Should be in a good spot and be very hard to hold out. Number 10, Dance Through France, is a promising filly, trained by Bill Ryan. Her form's good. Second to Tycoon Gypsy last time out in Launceston, finishing off strongly. The extra 200 metres here will suit her. To Michaela's Raider, ran into Cheyenne last time when backed almost to the exclusion of every other runner in that race. Cheyenne got the blows, and Michaela's Raider firmed significantly at the close of betting. Got beaten a length and 3/4 at the finish, but you'd think we'll be somewhere around the money again. And the consistent number 9, Miss Shay Shay for fourth. But if it's going to win a race this time in, I think today's the day. 4, 10, 2, 9.
It's the best bet on the card, I think, isn't it? Century Duty, after that run last time, it was just bolting in behind them at the 100-metre mark, and in the end, Kim Moore had to go from about 1 off the fence to 8 off the fence just to get a clear run, and it stormed to the line in the last little bit. It does look the goods for mine, the 1,400, the perfect distance for this lightly raced galloper, a 4-year-old trained by Paul Maher, as you say. Brendan McCool has put his hand up to take the ride. 4, 9, 10 and 2 for me. I put Mishishi, Dance Through France, Michaela's Raider, but for the best bet of the day. Race 5, we scratched number 2, Cheers Chappie. This is the one where we'll tip something different.
Well, maybe, and it's certainly the first one I've been able to find something at a bit of odds. I've gone for number 1, Fairly French, who's $6 early in the fixed odds markets. I think that's good each-way value. Two starts ago, ran on very strongly behind the good filly Gigi's Golden Girl to finish 4th. And then last time out in Launceston, raced outside the leader, and not only raced outside the leader, but took it on, or appeared to over-race one or the other, and it eventually weakened to finish seventh. But I think ridden back in the field and allowed to finish off, this is a pretty fair horse, Fairly French. It's had only seven starts for the one win. Drawn four here. Sir Giamano hasn't had much luck in launches into the last couple of meetings. He's finished a couple of unlucky seconds, so maybe he can break through today. Number four, Golden Aces, is a promising sort of mare. I think she's ready to do something here, although she is jumping up quite quickly from 1,200 at her last start up to the 1,600. But I think she does have potential. 13, Cheyenne, good winner last time out in a maiden company. Always harder when they step up to class one. And of course, she did get all the favours last time when she sat behind the leader and got an inside run. The $2.25 pre-post doesn't appeal to me. And number three, Gigi's Classic Boy, always thereabouts. And it's got to be in the mix again here. But I think each way, number one, I'm quite keen on him on the each way basis, ahead of 4, 13 and 3.
Yes, I had a look at the odds too last night. Cheyenne, I thought, was ridiculously short in this race with a lot of chances, but that means you're going to get value about something else. And the one I've come up with at good value here is number 6, Isle of Sign. It's only won the one race from 14 starts. The win was in Hobart. It was over 1,000 metres. This, of course, is a 1,600-metre race, but it's been mixing its trips of recent times. It ran in Launceston, three starts back over 1,200, then up to 1,400 in Hobart, and then last time in the race won by Cole's Hero here a fortnight ago, over 1,100 metres. It ran ninth. It wasn't a bad run. In fact, it wasn't as bad as it looks on paper, and I think at odds around the 20-1 mark over the 1,600-metre trip today, I think it's a nice little each-way bet. Number 6, Isle of Sign, to score. Four Golden Aces. Two starts back, got back and ran home, and then last time out was ridden up on the speed and dropped out. So I would think if Corey Parrish just allows it to find its own spot there and get it to the line, it's going to be one of the dangers. Cheyenne, number 13, and the one you like, number 1, Fairly French. But six each way here for me, 6 to beat 4, 13, and one race 5. We go across to race 6, first leg of the quaddy, no scratchings, a class 1 over 1,100.
Number 3, Ishbel, is one of a couple of horses resuming at this meeting who showed a lot of promise last time in, and they've come up pretty short in the betting. Whether they return to that form or not, only time will tell, but if she does, she's probably the one to beat here. She won her maiden by 6 lengths and then came out and had only the one more run, finished out of the money behind Maglia Rosia, but it was a heavy track that day, and the rider reported that she didn't handle the conditions. She resumed here. She's got a recent trial win to her credit over a handy galloper in One More Red. The Bruntons usually have them ready to fire first up. She's only $2.80, but the market will again be the guide. If she shortens from that quote, I think you'd probably want to be on. If she gets the blows, look for something else. But 3 on top for me. I think the value in the race is number 1, Porous. This is was $12 last night. It's well documented that had no luck at all first up behind Cole's Hero, got back in the field, just couldn't get a run at any stage, and was finishing off okay as they went over the line. I think it will be an improver, number 1. 5, Valdez, very nice horse, showed good form as a 2-year-old, good enough to go to Melbourne and have a run in the Size Produce, where he certainly wasn't disgraced. And his only run since then was back in mid-August at Devonport when he won a maiden. He didn't win it by a huge margin, but he did the job, and he's been given another little break, and he resumes here. He's a nice horse. And 6, Vito, had one run after a very long spell and was surprisingly very heavily backed in the race won by Cole's Hero. Didn't have a lot of luck. In fact, it got a severe check at the 400 metres. It could be an improver, but I think you could make a case for 2 or 3 others in this race. I went 3 ahead of 1, 5 and 6.
Yeah, you've got to go pretty wide here. I've gone with Vito. As you mentioned, got that horrible check coming up to the home turn last time out. Ran fourth behind Cole's Hero. It was beaten 5.5 lengths, but certainly should have finished a lot closer. So I think second up today could be the horse to beat. Corey Parrish, who is a very accomplished rider. I think when he comes down here, he's as good as anybody that rides around Tasmania when he makes the trip across. So 6 to score here for me. 1 Porous, 3 Ishbel, 5 Valdez. But chances, as you say, to 2 or 3 others in this race, particularly number 10, our lucky girl, who's racing very consistently, and Beamer Cool has jumped aboard. So good race. It should be a good betting race to kick off the quaddy there for race number 6. Race 7, this is a class 2 over 1,000 metres. We scratched number 1, Prince Stratum.
Yeah, this is the second of these horses that was a brilliant maiden winner last time in and resumes here, and I refer to number 4, Wansey, trained by Tegan Keys. Of course, in the same establishment as the Bruntons down at 7 Mile Beach, and in a very good form stable. Won its maiden by 8 lengths, came out one more run after that and won again. Beat a horse that we've both got a lot of time for in Aventador. That was back on the 11th of May. Hasn't run since, hasn't trialled, but Two from two, if anywhere near right, is the one to beat. But again, just keep a little eye on the betting. 2.20 fixed last night. The obvious danger, Solandro, is only $2.90, so those two horses dominated the betting. Solandro, trained by Scott Brunton, led all the way at this track two starts ago. Last time out running Launceston, wasn't too far behind Satin Shimmy. You've just got to watch the betting here. There are four key runners from the 7 Mile Beach area, or one of them's now been scratched, so there are three, and I think the betting will be the best guy. But I've got four ahead of six. Five, Lauren Star, totally dominant winner last time out beating Isn't Life Strange. That was back in early September. Isn't Life Strange has franked the form. It's won twice since. And seven, Viva La Verve. Nothing wrong with this horse's form. Won its last two starts before a spell. Despite that, is very long odds of $15 in the early market. I don't think it's hopeless. Four for me, ahead of six, five and seven.
Yeah, Sun Tap this one, Wansey, isn't it? Two starts for two wins. On rain-affected going, we might add, back in April and May on a heavy track. First start beating Victory Medal and then beating Aventador on a slow track. But who knows, it might be better on top of the ground. So it is untapped. We don't know just how good this horse might be. Number four, Wansey. I'll put in number five, Lauren Star, as the danger. That brilliant win when it's scored back in September. It was backed as if unbeatable and won by three lengths. Started from barrier number four. 14 in a field of 14. Must have led by six lengths after about 400 metres and never looked like stopping. Just gave them a real toweling up. Six, Solandro. A little disappointing, I thought, for mine in Launceston last time out, but can bounce back. And Vive La Verve, who resumes after two wins before going for a break. So 4, 5, 6, 7 for me. As we come to the feature race of the day, this is the three-year-old Vaz. Over 1,100 metres, seven to run. I don't think you'd mind being an owner or part owner of any one of the seven, Greg.
I said to someone on Friday night that it's embarrassing not to tip three of them in this race because you could easily miss the winner.
Apologies to the ones we leave out.
Absolutely, and you could even miss the trifecta. But I've gone for the one that's performed at the highest level, and that's number one, GG's Double J. He wasn't too far behind Admiral. As a two-year-old, he had two runs last time in only. His first up, he was super impressive. He was just a dominant winner at Devonport. And then he dropped back from 1150 to 1,000, I think, at his next run. And that was the secret to him. I don't think that was in his favour. He ran into a good one called Tennessee Drive, and he got beaten quite a distance. But I think he'll bounce back here. He's resuming without a trial. Stuart Gandy, the trainer, could have run another good horse in this race. He ran it on Wednesday night instead, and it won. That's the filly, GG's... what's it called? The good one?
Golden Girl.
Golden Girl. So I just think that's all pointing to the toppy. But having said that, he's got 59. And he's got a lot of opposition. Two Concrete Johnny's won 5 of 10. I don't think he's out of it. I think he'll be up on the speed all the way. Four Valiant Warriors won 3 of 3. Wasn't super impressive winning first up, but got the job done in good style. The horse that chased it home in that race, Just Call Me Fred. Was beaten a length. I think he's in the mix as well. He'd won his two previous starts, but I'm reluctant to leave out the other three, particularly the bottom one, Sentimental Dream, who's 2 from 2. Barry Campbell, who trains a couple of the key runners here, does think the speed of the race will be the key. He thinks they might go a little bit hard up front, and that might suit a swooper, so bear that in mind. I went 1, 2, 4, and 6.
No, probably like you, milled around and tossed it around, and ended up coming back to the top of GG's Double J because of that first up win at Devonport was so brilliant. 1,100 metres should suit him. 1 to win. 5, don't we love it? I think this is a really good horse that Johnny Keyes has got. It resumes here today. 4, Valiant Warrior, 3 from 3. Can't do much more than that. And 7, Sentimental Dream, 2 from 2. So I think all you've got to do through the quadrilla, Greg, is mark F and take the field if you can here in race number 8, because as we say, any one of the seven can score here through the third leg of the quaddy. It is just a ripping race. I really look forward to it. You don't necessarily need a big field to have a good race, and we've got that here today. Race 9 rounds out the day, and this is the benchmark 72. We scratched number 7, Great White.
Yeah, reasonably tough race to finish as well. I found the early market a little bit confusing. Actually, I don't know how they come up with Hugo at $2.80 at the head of betting. And not that I'm saying he can't win, because he is a promising horse, but he's coming off a Class 1 race. And some of these horses up the top have been running in open company. So I think that $2.80 is a silly price. Having said that, I've gone for number 3, Ollie's Gold, who's hasn't won a race since he won the Derby almost 2 years ago, but he's two runs since a spell this time in have both been very good. He'll be up on the speed all the way, and I think he'd be pretty hard to beat, number 3. 1, JB's GG, another that doesn't win all that often these days, but he is an open class horse when right, and he set up a big lead last time and held on okay. He's down in grade here. He goes up 3.5 kilos, but I think he'll run well again. Number five, Skip to the Moon, just could not run 2,100 metres in Launceston last start. No. Put a line through that. I mean, that was the wrong race for her. Prior to that, in Hobart, when she ran fourth to Cherry Dancer after leading into the home straight, I think if she'd gone to the outside rail in that race, instead of coming up the middle of the track, she would have won. The Swoopers were winning that day, and that was a very good effort. So back to 1,600 metres here, I think she's in the mix. And that's only finding fourth place for number four, Cherry Dancer, who's got impeccable form since coming from Victoria. Four wins from five starts and a good second. Just that one little query, of course, coming back from 2,100 to 1,600. But she is a good horse. Three for me, each way in the last, ahead of one, five and four.
Yeah, three for me, Ollie's Gold. The two runs in from a spell suggest that winners right around the corner, and today should be the day for Ollie's Gold. Four Cherry Dancer, I thought, was the danger. Eight Player One failed in Launceston after a very good Hobart win over 1,400 metres a couple of starts back. And the one down the bottom here, Royal Express, is a nine-year-old. Look, it ran on Melbourne Cup Day and finished six behind Player One, beaten three lengths and absolutely stormed to the line over the 1,400 metres. I know it's a fair while out now. It's 3 or 4 weeks back since it had that run, but gee, it was eye-catching despite the fact it's a nine-year-old. He doesn't know it. So 11 I'll throw in for the multiples at 3, 4, 8 and 11. Your best for Hobart?
I'm with you. Race 4, number 4, Century Judy, and each way, race 5, number 1, Fairly French.
All right, they are our two best for Hobart. Just a quick recap of what happened in Launceston on Friday and on Wednesday night, should I say, because, gee, there's some impressive wins. I thought Lazy Democracy was super impressive. Varian, well, a brilliant ride by Brendan McCool. The horse did the rest of what was required there, getting a run through on the inside. Gigi's Golden Girl was very good. Ismail Toker, as we mentioned, also very good riding a winning treble.
I agree with all that. I marked four horses down to follow. One of them was Varian, who, although he did get an inside run, a freakish inside run to win, he was just still super impressive, and 1,400 short of his best distance, should stick with him. The others I thought worth following were Thing One, who ran second in the first race behind Gwemray, finished 3.5 lengths in front of the rest. I think its turn is not far away. Stablemate of that horse, Soundbar, I thought was pretty good running second to Lazy Democracy. And I like the run of Gigi's Bright Star in race 5.
It was behind Golden Girl.
Ran second to Gigi's Golden Girl, who we've spoken about, only beating the neck after covering extra ground. That'd be my four.
Now, Ismail Toker, there's talk of him heading off to interstate to ride.
I did ask him that question on Wednesday night, and he said yes. He's waiting for the paperwork to come through. He's keen to have his little stint in Victoria, and the stable he's looking at is David Hayes. So if all goes to plan, the Newmarket will be his last meeting in Tassie for the time being.
Good luck to him. We didn't mention today, too, that David Perez, of course, resumes. He's missed the last three meetings, I think it is, with that wrist injury for a fall at the trials a couple of weeks ago. So good to see David back in the saddle.
Yeah, he was in perfect form, wasn't he, before he left. There was no one in better form. And don't think he's got that many rides today, has he? But he's picked the eyes out of them, and I'm sure he'll get a winner somewhere along the line.
And another jockey worth mentioning, Sherry Barr, who rode a double last Wednesday week, came off that double, and her confidence, I think, is sky high now. And gee, she rode a good race on Pengala's GG to lead all the way in Lonnie on Wednesday night, rated it beautifully.
She did, and I think that win now takes away her 4-kilogram claim, from what I've been told, so she's down to 3. But, yeah, she's growing in confidence, and when the girls get a bit of confidence, they, especially on these front-running horses, they run well for them, don't they?
Indeed, and that was a lovely ride in the last event. More racing in Launceston, of course, on Wednesday. Newmarket is, I think, arguably the best sprint race we have in the state each and every year. It'd be hard to go past it.
Oh, it's a super race every year, and it's a very hard race to win. It takes a good horse to win the Newmarket, and it's very seldom the leader, so I think you've got to almost find a 1,400-metre horse to win the Newmarket.
And those fields for Wednesday night's meeting in Launceston will be out in the AM of tomorrow. All right, that's what's happening thoroughbred-wise. In just a moment, we'll talk harness racing.